The following is a paid program on AM 1220 KLBB. The views expressed do not necessarily represent the views of the station owner or management or Endurance Broadcasting, LLC.
I want to get rid of my butt. It's bigger than it would appear. It hinders my forward movement when I keep bringing up the rear.
Stop. Having trouble reducing your butt? That's one T, not two. Tune in every Saturday morning at 9:30 for more fervent stories and titillating topics with Gene Ketchum and C. Suzanne Bates, hosts of Aging But Dangerous Sizzle, broadcasting to inspire women over 50 around the world here on Club 1220 KLBB, where your music and memories live. Log on to agingbutdangerous.com to hear past shows and discover ways you can change your world.
Good morning. I'm Gene Ketchum.
And I'm C. Suzanne Bates. And I know we're not supposed to talk about this, but do you sit on toilet seats?
Well, yes.
You do?
Yes. Don't you? You don't?
No.
Oh, you mean without protection?
Yeah, or like covered. Like, you know, they used to say that sitting on toilet seats was really bad for you, but I'm trying to get used to sit. Well, I just went to the bathroom, and that's why I was thinking about it. They say that now it's really not. So if the toilet seat is clean, like we're in a clean place, I do sit. But it's odd. It feels good, though. Anyway, okay. I just want
to... Well, if you didn't sit, you'd have to stand up, and that would not work.
Well, I hover.
Oh, you hover. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Okay, so anybody out there, it's okay to sit
generation.
On the toilet seats. It is. It's okay.
It's a generation thing.
Okay, I have a confession to make.
What now? What now? I have no idea what you're going to say.
Well, I kind of fibbed at our last radio show. Inadvertently, I fibbed. Because I have been thinking, I think so much about these disguises, about these themes we have every month. Because they are really good themes. I hate to say that, but they are. And, you know, the sermon at church was on the authentic self. And I said last week that I thought that the time we put on, the only time is probably what, that we put on disguises was when we got, when we were unhappy.
And you did say that, yes.
And I think that's not true. I think that there are so many things in life that we put a disguise on ourselves to deal with, because being your authentic self is really a tough thing to do with the societal pressures out there.
Mm-hmm.
The more I think about this topic, the deeper it goes.
I know. I think we could have another month on it.
I know.
It because, really is deep.
Because I think people want to make other people happy. You don't want to get into a mm-hmm. fight. And being your authentic self is really tough. And those mm-hmm. disguises, we get so used to them, we don't even recognize that they're disguises.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, you guys out there, be your authentic selves. Is that the message?
That is the message, your authentic self, exactly.
And try to recognize those disguises. All right, and then people that have issues with their hearing. Oh, my gosh, I am so frustrated with people who can't hear, and that's so not right because they have to put on so many disguises.
Like Mike, my husband, he has to put on that. He always pretends like he hears something when he doesn't. And I mean, it's so perfect. I always say to him, did you hear that? Did you hear that?
And he says, no, I've been there when he's done that.
Exactly.
And he'll say, not really.
But he won't tell me he didn't hear it unless I ask him.
Oh.
And that is just so frustrating.
It's sad, too, isn't it?
Well, after 10 years, it's frustrating.
Yeah, after 51.
But, yeah.
I mean, take 51 into that calculation.
Yeah.
Anyway, there's so much to talk about this month of October. Some great information to make your life better. So keep joining us on Saturday morning. Today we're going to talk about hearing. And, you know, we work so well together. You, Jeannie, me, all the people out there listening, don't we?
Yes, we
it's a good group.
It is a good group. And our Snoop and Scoop interview today is with Marlene Martinek, who's the owner of Associated Hearing. And I just wondered, do you think she ever says, can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
I'm sure she does. All right, it is time for our Dirty Little Secrets. The Aging But Dangerous spies are out there, and then they come up with this stuff, and then we have to pay them a lot of money.
But Suzanne, one of our friends the other day, we won't mention her name, but she told you, and then you shared this with me, about apple cider vinegar. it's, you know, we always think of that as like a part of the food.
Yeah,
part.
It comes disguised as a food.
Yes, yes. And it's really medicine. She says it is so great to use to clear up your sinuses.
Well, it kills the yeast infections in your
yeast.
Body.
Oh, okay.
So her doctor. Go ahead.
Well, no.
Well, her doctor told her to put a tablespoon of apple cider vinegar in water and take it every single day. And so she did that, and her sinuses began to clear up. And then she decided that she would put it in her neti pot.
Yes, yes. And that cleared that up.
She says it's a miracle.
I can't wait to try that because I've been having, as you know, so many problems with my sinuses.
Well,
I can't wait to try that.
Yeah, and she just swears by it. So I think she's going to continue to do that. So I think that's a very valuable little tip here. And then, you know, the other thing that we talked about is that it's, okay, I don't know exactly how to get into this, but my nose is not exactly what we call petite.
No, it isn't, but...
And I remember, and Sigma is doing this ad campaign on people, like, appreciating themselves. Mm-hmm. And so what's really kind of interesting to me is how we all have some part of our body that we really don't appreciate, that we're so critical of. And that's got to be when I was younger. My nose was kind of one of those. So I'm reading this magazine, and it says, save the big nose. And it says, save all the things that make you unique.
Oh, I love that.
Isn't that nice? And then yes. I'm just going to read a little of this. Okay, it says, everyone should be so lucky to have a big nose. It filters out pollens, which is nothing to be insecure about. It can get into everyone's business or make a big head look smaller. Plus, it houses one of the most powerful senses, scent, which can boost a mood with a sniff or awaken old memories. It's a time traveler to warm a spring day from childhood or grandma's kitchen. And while society makes a flaw, it seemed like a flaw, like a lot of people have nose jobs. It's kind of a disguise you can hide behind. And fixing it is kind of like, oh, I'm going to have my nose fixed. That was big when I was in high school. See if you can embrace it. And this is something to share with kids, too. It's just one of the many things that make you an amazingly wonderful and unique creature, and being true to you and to yourself and being authentic.
This goes exactly. Your authentic self
is your first step in being truly healthy.
I love that. That is a fabulous article.
I know. I mean,
love
it's just
that.
A little, and I think kudos to Sigma.
Yes.
For doing that. Okay, and then, well, you shouldn't go anywhere if you don't look good. Okay, I'm found.
That's true. That's
I was
true.
Lost, but now I'm found.
I'm found.
And so, I mean, it doesn't mean you have to get all dolled up all the time, but it means you have to be, that you should feel and look healthy. And this is going to seem like it's a contrast to what I just said, but I don't think it is. Because I think if you can embrace something about yourself, then you don't have to deal with it. But if you can't embrace it, there are alternatives.
Yes, there is.
Like Transcend.
Transcend Medispa. That's right. And we love, love, love this place. They have all kinds of services. And they have customized facials. And what a great idea for a Christmas present in the stocking from a spouse or a significant other. And also, they have wonderful skincare. You and I both are using their skincare.
Yes, they do.
We look like we're 35, don't we? So go to our website, click on Transcend MediSpa, and see all of these wonderful services that they have, because they have all kinds of great things.
And check us out. Go to www.agingbutdangerous.com. You can see our latest blogs. The one that's on there now is about getting stoned, and it is not what you're thinking. Lots of good stuff. And you can listen to past radio shows. Anyway, sign up for your monthly drawings. In October, we're giving away Lunch with Crave, and that's at the West End. And it's such a great scene out there, delicious food.
Also, Suzanne, we're giving away two $50 tickets for the Taste of Thanksgiving, and that is from the fundraiser. It's a fundraiser by the Sisters of St. Joseph Ministries Foundation. 30 chefs. It's going to be fabulous. Wine and tasting beer.
So sign up. Go to our website. Sign up. All right. And I love my Volkswagen Beetle.
I know you do.
I know. And I love talking about it.
I know.
So this has been
I love
great.
Hearing it.
Yeah. Well, you know how I feel about
I
Woo.
Know.
That's my car's name. Anyway, they just take such amazing care of me. And I know they take amazing care of everyone out there. It's such a great experience to go to Westside Volkswagen. Westside Volkswagen has a great service department. They have a female mechanic, and they're just stellar to work with.
Love that.
Yeah, and, you know, they appreciate women. It's a positive experience all the way around. So, people, if you are not loving the time you're spending driving that car of yours, you need to get a new one.
And we want to just spend a little time talking about our new sponsor, Sunrise Banks. And I personally have been doing business with this bank for over 30 years, and they are so fabulous. They're interested in working with small businesses. If any of you out there are thinking about starting a business, they would be perfect to talk to. You feel very comfortable when you walk into one of their lobbies. They have that feeling of a smaller neighborhood bank. And their personal banking is outstanding. They have Ready Cash, which is a line of credit attached to your checking account that can help avoid overdrafts, which is very, very important. And they have 8 banks all over the Twin Cities area. And believe me, they are just so wonderful. We're going to share a lot more about Sunrise Banks in the coming weeks.
Well, and then you could go to Sunrise Bank and get a loan and then go to Westside Volkswagen and buy one of those fabulous Volkswagens, and you're just set. And then our swarm coming up. We've got a great swarm.
We have a great swarm. It's on holiday and fall fashion. It's holiday and fall fashion showing. It's on October 22nd, 6 to 8 in Wayzata. It's lots of great food, wine, and socializing. And you'll see all the sharp, fabulous trends for the fall and holiday season. And everyone is invited. Go to our website and RSVP.
Right. You have a glass of wine. You go out there. You kick back a little bit. You see great fashions, great women, socializing, a little nosh. I mean, this is the way life should be. When we're rich and famous. All right, you are listening to Gene and Suzanne telling the down and dirty truth about aging and many other sizzling topics on Aging But Dangerous Sizzle. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
In a city that's diverse and dynamic, the needs of the people are equally diverse. That's why the Twin Cities rely on the Sisters of St. Joseph Ministries Foundation to urgently address the needs of those who might otherwise go unnoticed and unaided. Those who are homeless or poor, abused or uninsured. But work like this takes lots of resources from caring people like you. To learn more about the work of the Sisters of St. Joseph or to donate, visit us online at csjministriesfoundation.org.
We love shopping at Liquor Boy. I'm sorry, but they have the best prices. They are unbelievable.
And selection.
Oh.
Fabulous selection.
They do. And it's so well designed. I mean, you go in there and I thought it was going to be a warehouse, but it's so comfortable to be in there. And their stock, like you said, is just, and it's beautifully done.
And they'll carry things out to your car.
I know, they're the nicest. They're so friendly and so helpful. And they're right there by Costco and in that area by the West End. And so I'm telling you, you cannot beat their prices any place or anything else they have. So go to Liquor Boy and tell them Aging But Dangerous sent you.
Hi, I'm Mary Beatty, a realtor with Edina Realty. If you're anything like me, and if you're listening to this show, I'm guessing you are, then you have some very strong opinions on buying or selling a home. Maybe you're looking to downsize or move in from the suburbs, or like about half of you looking for a place with fewer stairs. Whatever your next move, after 25 years in real estate, I know this. Everyone's situation is different. That's why I look forward to hearing your needs and fulfilling your goals. So give me a call. I'm Mary Beatty with Edina Realty.
Here at ABD, we think growing older makes you bolder, but only if you have your financial house in order. Yeah, I'm talking about estate planning, ladies. Not your cup of tea? Well, it is for Karen Schottauer at the Lohman Abdo Law Firm. Karen is the estate planning guru at Lohman Abdo. In as little as 2 simple meetings, she can have this stuff all wrapped up for you, so you can get back to living dangerously. To learn more, check out Lohman Abdo's free estate planning checklist online at MinnesotaEstatePlanningAttorney.com.
So, listen, all you single men and women out there, do you put a disguise on about your social life? Big question here. I think that's true. I think a lot of you do. Like, oh, I don't need to date. I'm too busy with other stuff. Like, when deep down inside, you would love to have companionship. And So if you're looking for fun and someone to share your life with and a companion, then go to Great Expectations. They have 35 years of experience in matching you to someone that fits your specifications. So go to agingbutdangerous.com, click on Great Expectations, and make an appointment to go into their offices in Edina and talk to them. And stop whining about how hard it is to meet someone. Talking is free, people. It can't hurt.
And tell them Aging But Dangerous sent you because you might get a deal.
Welcome back to Aging But Dangerous Sizzle with Jean and Suzanne. And I am telling you, no one I know can hear me anymore because I've been talking so loud for the last however many 65 years. Anyway, if I say one thing to somebody and then they come back with this entirely different response like we were just talking about earlier. So it's like, how many times can you repeat yourself without getting ticked off at somebody, without having a bad attitude? Seriously.
Well, I know, and that's what we're going to talk about because you know my feeling. I mean, I could like get crazy with that.
Well, I think that's actually, it's like my parents, and you know, my dad's almost 100 and my mom's almost 90, and I think that's why they're so happily married. Mm-hmm. I think that they can't hear, my dad can't hear my mother anymore and vice versa. So they have this wonderful marriage, but maybe that's all working out. Maybe that's the way God wanted it to be.
we have with us today Marlene Martinek from Associated Hearing. Welcome to the show, Marlene.
Thank you so much for having me, both you, Suzanne, and Jean.
You're
Thanks.
Welcome, and we're going to find out all kinds of good information today. Now, I have to tell you, my husband, Mike, I'll just call him Mike, has been going...
because that's his name.
Has been
what
coming...
What a novel thought.
He has been coming to you for about 10 years.
That is right.
But I'm telling you, it has been very painful for me, a very painful 10 years. And before that, I threatened divorce because he would not get any hearing aids. He wouldn't even go and check on it. I know that happens with a lot of people. So how do you hear that a lot, that it really takes people a while to make decisions? It took him forever. I was like a crazy person.
It does, Jean. There statistics show that actually from the time people incur a hearing loss, it takes them about 7 years to move on that, which is really sad for a lot of different reasons, because their world becomes more quiet and they start to think that background noise doesn't exist, where you and I in the hearing world have to deal with background noise on a regular basis. So the brain starts shutting out how to process that. So sometimes it can be more difficult to treat patients that wait that long because we have to reintroduce them to sound and they don't always mm-hmm. want to hear everything.
Mm-hmm. They don't want to admit it.
Well, you know what? And that really makes sense because they mm-hmm. say there's so much noise when I put these in.
Right.
Oh, mm-hmm. my gosh, that just answered a ton of my questions mm-hmm. about...
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Well, and you know, he's sort of a quiet guy anyway, so that I didn't really notice it, but then I'd ask him something and he wouldn't answer, and
it's like, when does he have a chance to talk when we're around?
That's true. But you... I also want you to just touch on, and I don't want to spend very much time on this because we have so many things to cover, but the other person, I know that when he came home and he said, gave me some tidbits on what your office had told him that I should do. Can you go into that? The other person, my heart always goes out to the other person too.
It does.
Because the other person has to put up with this and it gets so hard.
And it becomes isolating for the other person too, because
yes.
they want to have a two-way conversation and it right. becomes kind of a one-way conversation.
Yes.
But I think it's really important to understand that when you have someone who is hard of hearing in your family, you need to slow your communication down just a bit. Not exaggerated, but many people will talk and then they'll kind of trail off on their sentence. And so that last part mm-hmm. is not always heard. So making sure that you speak and enunciate your words and not talk 90 miles an hour is critical. Also, look at them. Don't talk behind them or on the side of them. Many times they may be listening and reading your lips.
Mm-hmm. And he said, yeah, he does that. Well, tell us about the technology. What did you say?
I was going to say about to talk louder. Should you talk? Because I noticed I have to talk louder to my parents.
But you shouldn't have to talk so loud that it's embarrassing for
them.
That
gives me my headache. It does. I have to talk so loud that it gives me a headache. And then they put the hearing aids in, and my mother goes, "Do you have to talk so loud?"
That's correct.
I'm like, oh, please.
But it does embarrass them. It embarrasses
Mike. It does. It does embarrass them. They do not want to be a spectacle. So if you're in a restaurant and they're wearing their hearing aids, as they should be, you should be able to speak. Because nowadays, they can just dial up. There's remote controls. They can press buttons and increase, you know, the volume or decrease the volume. The technology today is so different because they have technology that will understand the difference between background noise and speech. So it will compress the background noise while enhancing the speech. And then they have directional mics. So that if you're in a park and you want to hear the birds and the surround sound, you can engage both microphones for surround sound. Or if you're in a restaurant and you want to focus in on the people at your table, you can put it into the directional mic mode and it'll focus on the conversation. So
that's cool.
And Suzanne, remember we were in Naples and we were sitting in this restaurant and with this whole group of people, and this was like 7 years ago or something, 6 years ago. And Mike, we left the restaurant. I thought he was being kind of quiet. We left the restaurant and he said to me, I did not hear one single thing that was said. And it was because of all the background music. But oh my, that I felt so sad about that. But now the technology is so much better than 7 years ago.
It is so much better. And what you're talking about too, Gene, is really sad because it becomes isolating. Most people that go out into an environment like that, it's work. They see people enjoying themselves, having a great time, and they're not able to participate in any part of that. So they tend to withdraw from that, which is a whole nother can of worms, so to speak, with keeping them brain healthy and out and amongst other people.
And tell us about the word distinction. I know that's so interesting to me because I didn't realize that until just lately. It's not that sometimes you hear, you just can't
understand
the
words. The
word, and that's what happened to him.
And so basically when that happens, they really feel vulnerable because if someone comes up, and I always use this example and say, do you have the time? And they're reaching in their pockets trying to get coins out. They feel...
Because they thought you said, do you have a
do
dime?
Do you have a dime instead of do you have the time? And so that's embarrassing for them. And people start to question their mental status and, you know, it's very debilitating for them. So so I think, again, it is very important. Amplification, hearing aids are a medical device. And so I think you need to be aware that they are wearing them and speak precisely and to them.
Well, and you can't see them anymore. They're so tiny, you can't hardly see when anybody's wearing them. But that word distinction, so they can hear your voice. So it's not like they're hard of hearing your voice. It's just they can't decipher the word you're saying.
That is correct. And so that is something that, you know, really has to be a taught watching the verbal cues with reading lips and bringing the amplification in. And then they can do very, very well. But it is family communication.
But remember Mike said he has a hard time hearing my frequency?
Her voice, yes, yes.
I had that situation many, many years ago. I had worked for some attorneys, and one of the attorneys, most people say if everyone talked like me, they wouldn't have a problem. But that particular attorney said, no matter what, my voice he simply could not hear. So my voice tends to be lower, and so he had problems in the lower frequency. Typically, most hearing losses are high frequencies. So you'll hear them say they have trouble with women's voices, children's voices, because it's usually noise-induced.
And see, he doesn't have trouble with mine because it's low. But he does have trouble with Suzanne's. And sometimes when she does get overexcited and she gets, you know, her voice raises up and gets
Or
loud,
lowers.
It just really hurts his ears.
Yes.
But she hurts his ears. But that doesn't happen.
Oh, he's certainly the first person that's ever said that.
But, yeah, that's so interesting, isn't it? There's so many different angles here. Well, what are some of the common questions people have they come to you with on hearing aids? What are
probably the most common is, do I need one or do I need two?
Mm-hmm.
And naturally, when you were born, you were given two ears for a reason. It helps with directionality. It's a safety issue. So if you're crossing the street, you know if the vehicle is coming from the left or from the right. Additionally, if you only have one ear working, then obviously that has to work harder, and so you don't hear as well. So those are some, fairly common.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you're active on the Hearing Foundation, Marlene. Tell us a little bit about that.
The Lions Hearing Foundation I'm very, very involved with, and hearing is a passion of mine.
Mm-hmm.
We raise a lot of money for research, children's clinics. We have raised some money to recycle hearing aids and give back to the community through affordable hearing health care for people who are at poverty level but fall through the cracks.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a wonderful program and something that needs to be told more.
Mm-hmm. Well, in education, just cover that real quickly.
Okay. Education is key to figuring out what is best for you. So in our office, we allow people to actually physically try hearing aids, no charge to let them demonstrate, and they can compare up to two different technologies in one setting in one day. So they can actually compare and see, do I like this sound quality or do I like that? They can come back as many times as they want. We have a second step to that education program that allows them to actually take the hearing aid out on a first come, first serve basis for 1 week. And then they get to try it in their own environment, which is key.
That's a great idea.
It's wonderful.
Tremendous. Now, I think
you know what? We've got to get this. I want to make sure we get where we can find you, because so many people are impacted.
Well, and I want to say, I don't think we said that you are the owner of Associated Hearing.
Yes. So we're located in the Central Medical Building just off 94 in Lexington Parkway. You can learn more about us through our website, which is www.associated-hearing.com, and you'll learn more about the programs that we have.
Okay, and that's associated
dash.
Not underscore.
Not underscore.
Dash.
That's correct.
Hearing.com.
Yep, associated-hearing.com.
Marlene, thank you so much. That was very valuable.
Thank you. Very valuable information.
Thank
you both for having me here and allowing me to speak about something so important.
Yes, you're welcome.
We're going on some trips with Windy High Travel.
Yes, we are.
It's going to be fun. And I don't know why I'm talking like this. It's always take the high road. And so the first thing we're going to do is February 25th, we're going to the Mayan Riviera. And we're going to a 5-star, all-inclusive, great, great hotel. And so go on our website. And then in April, we're going to Paris. April in Paris.
Yes.
And so it's just go to agingbutdangerous.com and then click on Windy High Travel and you'll see all. It's going to be so much fun.
Very exciting. Very exciting. And just a reminder, don't forget, everyone, to tell our sponsors that you heard about them on Aging But Dangerous Sizzle. And go to facebook.com/agingbutdangerous and like Aging But Dangerous. You don't need a disguise to do that. And we are really getting some likes.
Oh, I know. It's so exciting. All right. Thank you for spending your Saturday morning with us. This has been Jean Ketchum and Suzanne Bates on Aging But Dangerous Sizzle, empowering, inspiring, and challenging women across the globe and reminding them that hearing is only valuable when we truly learn to listen.
And please join us next Saturday at 9:30. And remember, women can do anything they put their minds to, especially at this age, and that is dangerous.
If you're having trouble with the butt in your life, that's one T, not two. Tune in next Saturday and every Saturday morning at 9:30 for more crazy stories and titillating topics with Jean Ketchum and C. Suzanne Bates, hosts of Aging But Dangerous Sizzle, broadcasting to inspire women over 50 around the world here on Club 1220 KLBB.
where your music and memories live. Log on to agingbutdangerous.com to hear past shows and discover ways to reduce your butt.
If you're wondering why you just can't seem to catch up, you're moving slow because you're dragging your butt. It's bottoms up now, move on. Quit dragging your butt.
I got the butt thing behind me. Now I'm working on my can.